You're welcome. Welcome to At Song Podcast. Today is April the 18th, 2024. The topic for this evening is simply being. And we've talked about a lot of things before I started the recording. So what I want to talk about now is to introduce two ideas. One idea is that your body actually have a logic. It has a logic of its own that is different from the mind's, the conscious mind's logic. So your body has a logic. It is beautiful ability, like really powerful, robust, and it has a, well, logic in quotes. Logic of the body. So the body has a wisdom that, we don't know about, and we don't always understand the wisdom of the body. But the body actually has the major job. The major job is to keep you alive, because as long as you're alive, then you can do something about it. Even if you injured yourself badly, as long as you're alive, then you can find your way to a doctor to, put you back together again. So that's the role of the body, is to keep you alive. And if you, just look at yourself physiologically, you notice that your head is being your brain part, like all the those internal organs is being protected by a skull. Okay? So you know that, just because there is a big bone there that's protecting you. You know that that part of you, of your body, your physical body, is important, because physiologically it's already telling you that. Another thing is you have a these collarbones, or all these bones that is protecting your heart. So you know that all the rib cage and all that protecting your heart, kind of protecting your lungs too. So you know that those two things, especially the heart, those are important, because physiologically the brain and the heart, those are tightly and very closely guarded with bones. Whereas other part of your body is the flesh so you know that, yes, if you cut yourself in these flesh, it will you will have pain. You will feel pain, and you will have other symptoms, but it's not going to kill you right away. But so that's why your body is the way it is. The wisdom of the body is to protect the brain and protect the heart, so that those two things, as long as those two are still functioning, the chances are you are going to be able to live on until you find other ways of helping yourself to get back to being normal and complete. So that's the logic of the body. And I already mentioned that, when you get when you experience trauma, you get your body will have to, detour, meaning that there are lots of processes, lots of functions within your body, but because of the trauma or because of whatever circumstances, your body will dynamically detour, make a different process. It will pick a different way of trying to keep your brain and your heart alive, to keep you alive as well. So that's what your body does. However, when there are too many and too much detours of, then your body will start to get confused. So about at around 25 to 30% of like being out of alignment with the normal functions, that's when the body starts to not be able to see the right process that it should be taking in every second, every nanoseconds of your life. So that's when things will start to go wrong. That's when chronic illness will start to come in. So around 30% onwards. That's what all those chronic illness may start to come in. So one way of assisting your body is to do something called master dyslexic procedure. So, I just want to actually preface all of this as well. So all of this is something that I'm, that's called MED, Master Energy Dynamics. So it is something that Richard Bartlett has been developing and pulling together for the last, I forgot, 40, 50 years. So it's been going for at least several decades. So the premise is that you're not trying to heal the body, but you're trying to heal the body, meaning that you're not trying to do something to the body, but you're trying to assist the body because you recognize that the body has a wisdom that it's going to make the best choices when it can. So all of this MED is really about assisting the body to be able to see itself clearer. And the Master Dyslexic procedure is one of those simple, very elegant ways to start to make the waters, or I would say, clear the screen so that your body can see itself more clearly.
Sorry,
Yes.
could you please spell that that word? These lenses? How do you
It
spell
is
that?
Master Dyslexia. So DYS.
DYS.
Okay, hang on. Let me share screen and let me share screen. Okay, so this is,
Oh,
you guys see it?
great. Yeah,
Okay,
thank you.
so this is the procedure. I'm just going to talk through it and then I'm going to kind of just do it. So, okay, so there's a few steps here that you can see, and I can send you this slide, so you'll be able to, so you don't really have to worry about trying to take notes.
Okay.
Is first you both at, so K27. So let me actually get out of it. K27. Where is K27? So it's right here. You see these bones, so collarbones. So both sides, just underneath this collarbone. So this is the bone here, and then it's right underneath there. So that's the location. So what you do is when you interact with the body, you are just sending a signal to your body that that's what you want to do. You want to do this procedure, the Master Dyslexia. So what you do is right. So this is right. For me, it's right. So right, left. So you're tapping on that area. And then left, right. And then both. So that is the first step of this. Left, right, and then both. So the symbol of the gesture is that you're trying to connect the two sides of your body so the body can start to work together. Okay, left, right, and then both.
So pressing the same spot.
The K27, it's a meridian point, kidney 27 point. So it's right here, and it's both sides, right and left.
Okay.
Okay, so you do that. So then that's kind of the first step to let your body know that you are trying to talk to it. And the next thing is you scan. So scan, what do you mean by scan? Is you are posing a question to your body. You scan. It's an energetic scan. So you do a scan. So you do a scan. The language of the scan is just this. So you're making a kind of like a Y. So it's like a funnel. So you're scanning. So you're scanning how many patterns that needs to be cleared out in order for your body to become clearer. Okay, so you count 1, 2, 3, 4. You count. It could be 25 and maybe 50, or 100, doesn't matter. So you just count. You start counting. So,
How do you feel? What count? What to count?
okay, so I'm going to talk about the count. So what are you counting? The count is not actually, the count is actually something to keep your mind occupied. Okay, so you count. You do give your mind something to do is to count. But what you're doing is you're actually focusing on the body. You're focusing on your body. And at some point of your count, you will start to slow down. But you will feel that, the body would tell you, okay, this is good enough. I got the patterns. So it's a communication with your body. Doesn't matter whether it's 25 patterns, whereas as it's actually 30, it does not matter. You're just giving your mind something to do so that your mind is out of the way and what you're focusing on is actually communicating with the body. So that's what the count is. Understand that? So it doesn't
Yes.
matter. So you're counting, you're counting, you're
But when
counting.
you scan each organ separately.
No. No. You're just counting. So these are global patterns for all your whole body. So it's not separate organs. You count. You just so how many patterns? You just count until you feel that your body is slowing down until you cannot count anymore, or your body does not want to play and engage anymore. That means the body is no, this is good enough. So it's the body's communication with you. Okay, we're good. You don't have to count anymore. So you may have counted up to, let's say, 27, let's say. Then what you do is you tap it in. When you tap something in to, the first half of your head, you're actually, just acknowledging the number is 27 pattern. But does it matter whether it's 27 or 28? It doesn't matter. Your body knows that. It's a communication. So 27, it's great. And then you run the eye patterns. Okay. So the four eye patterns is you start from the right. This is my right hand. This is my right hand upper corner. So you start from there, have your eyes over there, looking at the right upper corner. And when I start to look up there, you will feel a rush of energy because you're starting the eye pattern. Feel a rush of energy. At some point, you will feel it's like a relaxation. You feel that relaxation. That means, okay, we're good. You can move. You can go to the next position. Okay. So the next position is from the right upper corner, go to the right lower corner. And you're still looking for the, you're also looking for that is when you get there's kind of a bit of tension the first time you land to a new position. And you're just looking for, loosening of that sensation. And then you know that, oh, okay, loosening now. So you go to the next one, which is the left upper corner. For me, this is the left upper corner. So I look up there and I would feel, a lot of energy coming in at first, and then after a while, you feel a settling down and then a relaxing. Then it's okay, now I can go to the next eye position, which is the left lower hand corner. Okay, so that's the left one. Same thing, you're looking for a relaxation, a release of tension. Then you know that, okay, yeah, now I can move. The last position is going back to the first position. So you're doing a diagonal. Okay, so four eye positions. And then after the four eye positions, what you do is you tap, you double tap. Double tap. The first tap is at the back of your head. So you all know that, there is a kind of a dip in the middle of your skull where all the bones of your head comes together. So behind that's the back of your head. So first tap is the back, and then you tap to the front. So that is a double tap. It is a language that tells your body that, okay, now go and run and reset all these 27 or whatever the number of patterns that you have come up with. And then you just keep quiet, pay attention to what's happening in your body. And then you wait for, like at first, you may feel, your body needs to spin a little and do something crazy or not. You will feel that, something is moving around. And then at some point, your body will stabilize. When it's stabilized, then you're done. Okay, so that is, and then you notice. Because usually, just by doing that, your body, or at least your mind, would become clearer, more aware. So that is the master dyslexia procedure.
Can I do this procedure like with everything new what I wanna do like in my life? And I think it's gonna be like not comfortable for my body. Can I talk to my body this way and see the patterns why my body may be against of it
You
and
can, absolutely. It can only do good. That's my suggestions, is that it can only do good,
I
because
will try. It's interesting.
what this does is it actually it clears the screen for you, for your body, so that your body, it's like, all of a sudden, and a window is open and all the smoke is gone, and your body can see itself better. So that's
Sounds good.
what this does. Sorry, can you say that again?
I just say it sounds good. I tapped. I feel a little bit something. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So it's very simple. Okay, so any.
Can you describe if How do you check in with your body? Is this something you can do when you're trying to check in with your body?
Okay. So what this does is, check in with the body. Okay, so check in with your body is actually just to, let go of thinking and just, put your focus on yourself, on the body. That's checking in with the body.
It's not asking questions from the body, or that's comes later.
I would actually start with just, check in with your body first.
Okay.
Because that would give you, because usually, there's so many things on our mind. So check in with your body first so you can just let go of whatever it is that your mind has been thinking or just disrupt all of those internal dialogue. So just, check in with the body. Just, hello body. And the body, just let your body be able to just come back in your focus.
Okay.
Okay, and then once you feel that, usually when you just focus on your body, what I feel anyways is the body is more solid. That's how I experience it. You may have, something different. So just notice when you just check in with your body, you just don't think for maybe 30 seconds. It doesn't have to be long. Just 30 seconds would do it. Just stop thinking for 30 seconds. Go back to your body and just, get a baseline. Okay, this is how my body feel now.
Okay.
Once you've done that, then you can start to ask question.
Okay.
And then ask one question, and then you go back to just checking in with your body to see how your body is handling the question.
What kind of question? Like why you have pain somewhere or okay.
It depends. You may just want to see how are you doing, body? Good, bad? Or you can ask, like, usually when you just sit back and notice the body, your body would tell you what needs your attention. Because that part of your body will start to kind of, catch
Vibrate.
your attention. Other questions?
How often would you do this procedure? Not the checking, the dyslexia
The master
mask.
dyslexia.
Yeah.
When you have stress or what?
I would say, When you feel a little overwhelmed, I would say. Like when you feel a little overwhelmed, like, okay, what next? Then it would be like a good idea to do that. So this is to clear the smoke for you, for your body, so your body can work and function better. So how often do you want to have that for your body? You can do it every day because this is something that will can only help your body. So it's not like, okay, you can only do it once a week. No, it's the more you do it, the easier or clearer your body would become. Now, is this going to heal anything? It might, but most likely you would need a little bit more. So this is just before you even begin anything else, is to just allow your body to see itself clearly, more clearly. So that's what
Maybe
this is.
we can do this before meditation, like a quiet, how's that? Do this first, then do meditation. Oh.
As you know, I can't tell you. So I'm telling you what this is good for. So it's up to you how you want to do it or not. So that
How
is
do you do that?
usually if I feel that, you know, I'm gonna have some time to, work on my body, then I would do this.
Okay.
Just to,
Sure.
yeah.
Sure.
So this is kind of the first thing I would do for the body before I do anything else. Ideally, I should be doing it at least once a day or once every other day. But I mean, just work on my body. However, I haven't been doing that, so it's something that I would want to get more in, to assist my body to make better choices. Okay, so any other questions? Okay, good.
You said that you assist your body to make better choices. I thought that in this procedure, we make agreement with the body to accept our choice. No.
No.
Has to obey us, not us obey the body.
Okay, you're hearing what you want to hear.
Exactly what we want to hear. That's what I am afraid of. What we
Yeah.
want to hear, not the real thing, hear from body. I don't know. Is it, I don't know, is it mental or re we really hear the right thing from body?
It like when you your body talks to you, but not necessarily in so many words. So when you pay attention, when you just drop into the body, so it's not a, you're not hearing a voice, but you are, you like when you really focus on, hearing from the body, hearing is in quotation. You actually, it's a communication, and the body communicates with you through your consciousness. So you may feel, sometimes what I would feel is actually when the body wants to get my attention, the part of the body that needs my attention, I would feel a very subtle pulse. It's like, okay, somebody trying to tap on that part of the body to get your attention or to get my attention. So I would feel something like that. Or
So,
I may
true.
feel
Is it
a
about health or what? What is it about? That part need to be healed or?
It needs to be looked at. So, what I would do when I feel something like that, I may want to kind of just put my attention on, you know, that part of the body that needs my attention, and then see what else comes up. So your body is talking to you. Talking in quotation, so it's communicating with you, I guess is a better word than talking. It's communicating with you. So then when it says something to you, you have a response. So when it's trying to get my attention on something and I actually put my attention there, then so that's my response. Then the body will understand, oh, okay, she is actually, you know, getting having this conversation with me. So then it will show the next step. So and if it does not show the next step, so the next step could be, okay, so the first place, let's say, is my thyroid, for example. And then when I place my attention there, the next thing may show up could be my heart. So then, what the body is trying to convey to me is you want to look at the thyroid in relationship to your heart, how you, those two organs function. So then, what I may want to do is okay, so then follow the that conversation is go into the heart and see if, you know, another organ show up. Maybe stomach show up is the next one. Then you go to the stomach. And then after stomach, it's like, okay, nothing else show up. Then you may want to ask question. Is it questions like, okay, so how many patterns, let's say, because you know, these organs relate with each other. The thyroid, the heart, and the stomach relate with each other. There are energy patterns that's involved with them. Then you kind of do the scan, how many patterns, and you count how many patterns. And once you count it, let's say 50 or 54, then you just, you know, run the eye patterns and you tap backwards and forwards and allow your body to, you know, shift those patterns. So.
I'm just wondering how you feel. Like, I feel when organ needs some support or healing only when it hurts. How do you feel what needs what organ need attention during the meditation or when you scan or how you feel your organs?
So far, the way your body communicates with you in a way that can get your attention is pain.
Yes.
So, my suggestion is don't wait until it gets to the pain part. Is to, you know, just take some time for yourself to just be with the body. Just tune into the body. And when you just stop thinking and you just tune into the body, but very important, don't think. Because when you think, you're not connecting with the wisdom of the body. You're connecting with what you think you know. And I know it's not easy to not think. So it's a practice. So best to practice just not thinking, and then don't try to do anything with the body, but practice not thinking a few minutes or maybe even just 1 minute at a time. Practice not thinking and just noticing. So it's a superpower to not think. When you don't think, you actually get all the information that you need or you want to know coming to you. It is because we think so much, with so many things that's trying to get our attention, that we don't receive those information. Actually, there is so much information that's available to us, but we may not even get 1% of those information because we think constantly. So when you don't think, you just sit with the body. You would notice things. And it's because when you think, your mind is busy. You're not in your consciousness. But when you don't think, your consciousness starts to come up. Consciousness meaning the wisdom part of you, the all of those other support that you have. It will start to come up. Give that a try.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Vinny. I love it. It's so interesting.
Good.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, so I actually want to just do this again just to show you the. So I'm going to send you all of you this slide so you can do this again on your own. And once you've done this once, then it's actually you would be able to get a better feel of this. So, right, left, right, and then both. So this is the tapping at the K27. That which is right underneath the collarbone in your body. Okay. And then you scan for the patterns, how many patterns, and you tap in the number of patterns and don't get, don't get hung up on the number. The number, the counting is just to get your conscious mind and your thinking mind out of the way. Okay? And then run the four eye positions. So underneath that is the four eye positions. So you're starting at the upper right, then you go down on the right and up to the left and then down on the left. And then you go back up to the right, which is the starting position. And each time you wait for a change in the muscle tone before you go to the next eye position. And then you do the double tap, and then you wait and let your body figure out what needs to be changed. And when you feel your body stabilizing again, then you're done. Okay, so that's the whole procedure.
Sorry, I must have missed something. Scan the body. Scan the whole body. You have to scan the second one.
So scan the body. So
Yeah.
scan for the number of patterns. So you just ask the question, how many patterns? Okay, so you ask the body the question, and then you start counting, and then you notice what's happening in the body. You notice what's happening in the body, and at some point, you will start to slow down the counting because your body will know when it is time to stop. It will give you that. So then it could be, could be 50, could be 100, could be way less, could be way more. It doesn't matter. Okay? So you ask the question and you just notice. You
Do we
just
have to
notice
count
what's
here?
happening in your body.
Count, yeah, well, okay. Keep your mind occupied. That's the purpose, right?
Counting is to keep your mind occupied. While you're counting, you're noticing what's happening in your body. And you're noticing when your body is starting to slow down. When it starts to settle down and there is a feeling that, okay, time to stop. That feeling. Then, whatever number count you're up to, then that's the count. Okay.
Is that the pattern?
You don't need to know how many patterns. It's an energy pattern, and your body knows. You don't need to know. Okay, because your body has wisdom. It knows what it is. So you just this counting is just you are just connecting with those patterns. And that's what's really happening.
Do we talk to the head only once, double like that? Or I thought you said we touch the head.
When you at the beginning, when you find out how many patterns you touch in the middle, and then at the end, when you finish this, you do two.
Good
student. Yes, as she said.
Yeah.
When you are, so when you find the number, you tap it in once.
Thank
And
you.
when after you've done
I
the eye
personally
patterns, then you double tap.
do this.
That's kind of the last step you do. And then after you double tap, you just wait for the body to finish shifting the patterns, so and it comes back to being stabilized. Then you're done.
Thank
Okay,
you.
so double tap is the last thing you do.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Vinny.
Okay, you're welcome. So play with that and let me know next week. So that we can
Yeah, notes it didn't say about tapping first on the forehead for the eye pattern.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Can you
No.
say louder?
In the notes, you did not mention when to tap. After the neck tap, the kidney 27, then you do the tap on top of the head.
Okay, scan how many patterns, tap in number of patterns.
So
Tap
this.
in number of patterns.
So you do
Stop.
the right, left, right, both at the collarbones.
Yeah.
Then you scan, and then after you know how many the number of patterns, then you tap.
Then you tap what?
You tap top of your head.
Just once.
Okay. So let's tap in number of patterns. If you count your patterns 20, you tap 20 times.
No,
Oh,
you
no,
don't tap 20 times. No,
once, yeah.
you just tap once. So you're
Oh,
just
okay.
acknowledging.
You
I
get
thought.
headache. What if
No,
you have 200?
if it's 100, you're gonna tap
Okay.
yourself until you hurt yourself. You know, just once, just to
Okay.
put the information in, and you tap
Okay.
the top, like just the front. Okay.
Tapping the information. That's why you say number of patterns.
Tapping
Okay.
thing when you do the eye pattern, you tap back first and then the top.
Yes.
And then just go
No,
straight.
first you tap in the middle, right? And
No, it's not that
at
eye pattern. After
the
the eye
end
pattern.
you tap at the back and in front.
Not front, it's the top of the head, right?
But in front.
Double. Back
Okay.
and front.
Okay,
In
hang on,
front.
hang on. Your head. I re remember I mentioned there is the top of your head, there is a dip there. That's where
Yeah.
the all the bone the head bones comes together in the middle. So that is the dividing line between back and front. Anything to the front of that is front. Anything to the
Oh,
back of that is back.
I see.
Okay?
Okay.
So
Got it.
anywhere, as long as it's not past that dip in your skull, is front.
So you do the front first and then the back, correct?
No, back first and then front.
Okay, thank you. Maybe you should add that in the notes a little before you send it.
Okay,
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
shall do that.
Yeah, thanks.
Back and front.
Below the
Yes.
central line. I'll try it.
Any other comments?
Sounds good. Oh, I don't think next 2 weeks I'll be able to come for Thursday.
Okay.
No,
Oh,
Saturday,
you
the
can
Saturday.
email me and let me know how
Yeah,
you're doing
one.
with it, or if you have any questions about it, email me, let me know.
Sure. This was super interesting. Super interesting.
I
So
agree.
thank you big time.
Yeah. Thank you, Vinny. It's really interesting.